Yeah, Roger. If that's one of the old ones with the Tecumseh engine, I don't know, 5-6 horse, got the T-handle that you pick it up with. Those were made by Homelite. Those were Homelite units. Those types there, yeah, you had on the armature, on the rotor shaft, you have what they call the tickler coil. And the tickler coil would produce a AC like 12 volts or something. It would go through the rectifiers, and then the rectifiers fed the field windings. The windings that are mounted up against the inside of the case, and the tickler coil would feed the rectifier. The rectifier would feed the field windings 12 volts DC, which would magnetize them. And there's your power. And back in them days, that's what they had. They had capacitors and they had diode. Doing that. They still do today on some of them, but most of these ones today have what they call an AVR in them, an automatic voltage regulator. Usually if the thing quits working and you can't get it put out enough power, usually it's the AVR. You just unscrew it, take it out, unplug it, throw a new one in, plug it back in, and bang, you're on the road again.